last year, we a chap in our congregation was doing some volunteer work at the Coniston Men's Shelter. So we become aware of that organisation, the St Vincent de Paul, and we went and had a look at that and saw it was a great facility and it was well run, and we didn't want the funds raised to go into just the general run-of-the-mill. We wanted something tangible to be purchased. And so they suggested, they said, look, it's hard for people to get housing or work without a computer these days. And we got a computer room up and running, and that was good.
What are the actual arrangements for Friday night? Where will people be sleeping?
Yeah, they sleep in the mall under the bridge. It's a bit of a wind tunnel, and I only spent a few hours down there last year, and it was freezing. I hope it's not as cold this year. I'm actually staying the night this year, so it's a first for me. But yeah, both people from the community and from the church were involved, and spent the night out, and yeah, it was a good night from what I hear.
So how many people approximately registered for the event? How many people will be turning up?
I think at the moment there's about 60 people registered, but that's growing. And the business community from the Illawarra actually is also jumping on board more and more all the time. So that's really helpful for the money raised. We're really hoping, in addition, we hope to be able to get some linen. And we thought, well, that'd be a great thing for the homeless to have some nice linen on the beds. But other than that, what we actually buy, or what these services will buy, will depend on the final amounts we're able to give to them.
So why a sleep out? Why not just ask the community for donations?
I was talking to a couple of the guys that were out last year, and it was early hours of the morning, and they were sitting there, and they really said, how bad would it be to be without a house and a bed? And a few of the guys from the shelter came along and slept out just to join in with us, and it was great just to build a relationship and just see, well, some of the guys that go through tough times in our community, they're just ordinary people. And when you get the faces and get to know them as ordinary everyday people, it does build a real empathy, and I think it's a good thing to do.
It's estimated that there's about 1,500 homeless people in our region.
Yes. Obviously, that number of 1,500 would fluctuate, and I've heard it from a few different sources, and there's over 100,000 on the national government figures. And then within that, there's so many different reasons people are without a home. It's really hard to categorise, and therefore, because they come from all different, a lot of different backgrounds, it's hard to fix it with one answer, or just with money. It's a complex problem. Us as a church, we, having recognised there's some great facilities in the Illawarra, they're great at what they do. There's professional counsellors and all sorts of people involved in it. But they're not very good at PA work. And so we had a bunch of people wanting to get involved, and we thought, well, we're good at PA, and we can just be the link between the organisations that are already up and running and the community, and the community's really jumped on board. It's been fantastic.
Do you think that the general public often see these issues but aren't quite sure how to help?
Oh, obviously. Oh, you don't know what to do, what to say. You might even walk on the other side of the street, or obviously a lot of people, they'd be fearful, or because there are a minority of these people. There's substance abuse and that, and with some, a minority. So it's best to leave things to the professionals, so that we can, as a community, then do something through professionally trained people to actually provide some answers to this problem.
So what will be the structure of Friday night? Will there be speeches by any of the business people attending or anything like that? Or
I think there will be a small amount of a small amount organised, just to say a few words. There'll be some soup being served and things like this. A lot of the younger guys on the night, they play their guitars and kick a soccer ball around. And other than that, it's probably just getting together and chatting. And people that walk through the mall after hours, they all stop and ask, what are you doing? So it's great to it's a great opportunity just to talk to people about what we are doing. And so the awareness keeps getting raised as well on the night. Just something I did forget to mention, there's things like security and that is provided and paid for on the night too. If people are, if that's they're wondering about that, there's professional security provided.